While abortion is still legal in Pennsylvania, people in our region are grappling with how the overturning of Roe versus Wade will affect their reproductive health. For some, it means seeking out permanent birth control measures. WHYY's Zoe Reed has more.
Lee Thompson has never wanted kids, and at 37, she knows she won't ever change her mind.
I kind of was like waiting for that to happen, where maybe that someday I will actively want kids, but that day just never happened. And the older I got, the more I realized it just wasn't for me.
So the professional aerial acrobat from Philadelphia decided to undergo tubal sterilization. The process involves either laparoscopic or open surgery to cut or remove the fallopian tubes. Thompson had contemplated the permanent birth control method over the years, but after the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade in June, she felt it was in her best interest to undergo the procedure.
I entirely trust myself to make responsible decisions, and that includes the people that I choose to be with. What I don't have control over is anything that could happen non-consensually, and I have very limited control over any decisions that the government may make around decisions I can make with my body.
Dr. Rebecca Mercier is the Jefferson Health OBGYN who performed Thompson's procedure this summer. She says since Roe, her office has received messages from concerned patients asking about contraception, from requests for IUDs to tubal sterilization.
The uncertainty about the ability to access abortion care in the future in the event of an unplanned pregnancy has led them to conclude that they definitely should proceed with the surgery because they know that they do not want to have a pregnancy, and now they really feel that they need to do everything that is available to them to prevent that unwanted pregnancy from happening to them in the future.
Dr. Laura Lindberg is a professor at Rutgers University who studies reproductive health. She says that while sterilization is a valid contraceptive option, people shouldn't be limited to that choice.
We need to work to ensure that people have a full range of reproductive choices, including access to different types of contraception and abortion to help them choose if or when to have a child. And sterilization is a valid and valuable choice, but shouldn't be made because it's the only choice that people feel that they have.
And the onus shouldn't only fall on people who can get pregnant, Lindberg argues. Vasectomy in the U.S. is far less common than tubal sterilization, even though it's safer and less invasive.
There's a bias in our country that protecting against pregnancy and contraception is a woman's job and women's responsibility, and men are too often left off the hook or disengaged from that set of responsibilities and conversations around it.
Josh Coplin of Philadelphia recently got a vasectomy a few months after his wife gave birth to their son Theodore. The couple only wanted one child. Coincidentally, Roe was overturned around the same time.
I think it just made the whole thing feel a lot more real, and maybe more real than it needed to. It should have just been just a regular old decision, but like it put a big cloud over the whole thing.
Research shows some men are hesitant about vasectomies because of misconceptions about sexual performance and masculinity.
I don't think that enough people are getting vasectomies. It's something that will hopefully people become more aware.
That's urologist Dr. Paul Chung of Jefferson Health.
It's important for people to know that having a vasectomy done is not going to change erectile function. It's not going to change hormones. It's not going to change sexual performance. It's not going to change how one urinates.
Coplin says getting a vasectomy was the least he could do for his wife. As for Thompson, she feels great after her surgery.
Mostly, I've just felt so much less nervous. So much less anxiety and so much more freedom and in the security that I have.
Zoe Reed, WHYY News.